Perspective.
Shit. They are my opinions and my guests, no one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears, so listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show, so the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Also, please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in this video or this podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show. What is up, everybody? It's Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective and founder of Geeks Paranormal. Welcome to season three. I'm going to have a bunch of people from the Discord on here because these are the OGs that have been here since I went live.
Hi, podcast.
Hello.
So we're going to have them in the background. If any of you guys have been following since the beginning, like Doughboy, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to come into the Discord. But yes, I wanted to take today. Okay. My boob turned it down again. My bad. No.
I was gonna have like this big beat going in the background. Just like chill. But I'm not. Season 3 has got so much going on, you guys. I cannot even tell you the amount of shit and research that I've been doing trying to get some stuff together to entertain your ears and your eyeballs for those that watch. But there's a lot going on. And Floofy, Holly, Toons, and Ampoetic are in the Discord right now. And did I turn you guys down again? Because y'all got really quiet. No. Y'all were really loud to me.
We're listening chilling. To you.
Yeah. This is your show. We're just here.
And Laugh Out Loud, To The Core. Dope Boy says Laugh Out Loud, To The Core, Season 3. I thought this was Season 17. Laugh Out Loud, I'm joking.
This is the show that never ends.
It just goes on and on like that. All right. So... anywho, any what's it? I am on a new network called legitpodcasts.com. From what I understand, it is playing over on the Rumble side live, I believe. I don't know. I haven't gone over there to look at it yet. So let me
I made see. Coffee and I forgot.
How dare you forget coffee?
I'll be right back.
We have Mike Ricksecker coming on in March. We have Enzo, a friend of mine that's in the astrology portion of the paranormal. UFOs. He was an Air Force guy. I guess an airman. I don't know what they're called. I'm horrible. But he's going to be on, not next week, but the week after, the 18th. Is it the 18th? That's the week after? Yes. So he'll be on in 2 weeks. I've got Sin Schrader Hill coming back. I've got a couple of awesome other people coming onto the show. We got True Crimes. We've got Geek Searches this season. And those of you that have helped me with some of the stuff, thank you so much. I will get your names out there whenever I do the True Crimes. But there is so much going on, so much going on. And July is the High On Nation Paragold, Sierra City Presents High On Nation Paranormal Horror Convention, in which EPP is the podcast for the year. Yay! I'm going to be getting some of their peeps on the show, hopefully, soon. I've sent the link out, but nobody has scheduled anything, so I may not. I may just wait till we get to the show to do that, but you know. But I've got dudes. Y'all have no idea. No idea. So what did y'all think of the live last season in the Discord?
What live?
My lives.
Your investigations?
My shows. The investigations, the show. Which one did you like the most? The investigations?
I think the investigations are fun to watch, and it's a good way for people to interact with you while you're on your investigations, but you definitely need to look into some internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because internet also, thing. I think if you're... because your conventions are fun, too. It's a good way to connect with people who are watching. But when the signal is going in and out, in and out, in and out, your stream is dropping
right?
50 million times, people lose interest, you know.
It sucks. So,
yeah.
It sucks. And I agree. It sucks big things. Yeah, I had thought about getting a Starlink thing, but the thing is with that is that it's so expensive.
Starlink is expensive, but it would be something that you would have to invest in for the business.
Yeah.
Specifically, you could write it off on your taxes, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But it would be a business investment.
I would have to write it off because there's no way. Woo! I will have to see what I can do about that. But yeah, I had really seriously thought about getting Starlink. What's up, Grumpy Poo? How are you, my Scottish friend? And no, I can't do the fucking accent, y'all. I'm sorry. It sucks. My bad. All I have is a southern accent, and that's all I'm going to be able to give. I try, and it sucks, and you can tell I'm trying too hard. But same. Dead boy says same. Excuse me. For those of you that are watching, if y'all go give legit podcasts over on the YouTube some loves, that'd be great. You can go to legitpodcast.com. Here, let me move it to this, so you guys can see what I'm doing here. Anywho's it. Let's see, legit. Podcast.com. There we go.
Oh, it's big because you zoomed it in when you were doing your video, your intro for your channel. You remember? Because I was like, you should do a zoom in on the search bar.
I did. Well, shit. I will have to come back to that and fix it later. I'm not seeing it. I see a YouTube, but I don't see a Rumble connection. That's something that I'm going to have to look for. They're probably going to add it. But look. If you go over here, well, y'all can't see that. I am all catawampus, you guys. Give me a minute. Give me a freaking minute and I'll get it right. But look it. What do y'all see right here? It's my mind.
Yeah. I've looked at that page when you first linked it to us. They should do a dark theme, though.
I agree. Dark theme would be great. Especially with all the stuff
they have. So many dark graphics, yeah.
Yeah. Dark theme would be awesome. They're currently working on it. The lady that does work on it, oh, she is so busy. I was trying to get a hold of her today to figure out how we were going to stream out on this through their site. And she messaged me at like 11 something, and I was in the process of getting shit together. And she was like, well, we're here now. Can you talk? I was like, that was at 1:30 when I saw it. Grubby Poo says, aha, good here. Thanks. How's you? I'm doing fantabulous. Boy, Dope Boy says, because you like it big. No, I don't. But, still the Rumble thing, yeah. I know they're really wanting to get the Rumble out there. But I gotta find the Rumble. Legit podcast. Maybe it's that. Legit podcast. I think I found it. Maybe. Yep, legitpodcast.com. There it is. Right there. I was following them. Y'all didn't see that. Oh, y'all didn't see that. Sweet. But this is the network. This is a whole bunch of stuff they have. They have a thing every Wednesday. I try to get on sometimes. It's called Legit Roulette. Paranormal Roulette.
Yeah, I see you on
there. Yep. That's hilarious. It's fun. They have a lot of stuff. And I say too damn much. If I just change it out with, like, fuck. No, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. See? I did it again. Luffy, what was your favorite?
I figured
it out. I mean, I like when people come on and talk about their experiences and basically your guest speakers.
Speaking of guest speakers.
My internet is hiccuping again.
Might be doing the same here pretty soon.
I just got kicked from Final Fantasy again.
Oh, no.
Oh, Final Fantasy is kicking y'all's butt out of the game.
No. I'm having internet issues.
And I'm happy. We got a storm coming in here where we're at.
We have a storm coming in outside, too.
Dunes, so, what was your favorite?
About your podcast?
Yeah.
All of it. It's always mildly entertaining to hear the supernatural and people experience with it.
You know, I've had quite a few people talk about how they liked whenever I went into TikTok and picked up some of those, a couple of the videos.
Oh, real or fake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That reaction, was also reaction content.
Yeah. They like the reaction content of it.
There's some YouTubers I watch that do that for TikTok ghost videos.
TikTok ghost videos? I've never thought to look it up like that. I did see a couple of them the other day that I was just looking at like,
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty obvious.
Dude. Different angles. You gotta post up different angles, because if you don't post up different angles, I'm gonna be highly, highly skeptical.
I'm so skeptical of most of that shit, because like it's so easy to fake.
It can be. Especially like there was this one that was going around TikTok. I think I showed it on the show, where it just has a high view of the kitchen, and you see the refrigerator door open, like really. Like, not really too far out, but enough to open and then slam shut. And then it did it quite a few times. But there wasn't another angle on the other side, so you couldn't see if somebody was pushing it open and then tugging it closed with a string. And then you had the trash can sliding across the floor, and of course, drawers opening.
You ever watch John Wolfe on YouTube?
No.
He does a lot of debunking.
He's pretty funny, too.
He's funny.
Partially critical.
He is.
I'll have to give him a watch.
Well, that was his original name before he started using his actual government.
His government
I used to watch
name.
His videos. Yeah, I used to watch his videos back when he was called Harshly Critical.
Harshly Critical. Oh,
and yeah. That's his whole little thing, too. He says, stay critical.
Yeah, I remember watching one where he was debunking another kitchen one where stuff in the cabinets were opening and stuff like that. There was a bag on the counter that had plastic spoons in it, and it was right on the edge of the counter, so easy for it to be yoinked off, you know?
Yeah.
So he kept making comments about the pack of plastic spoons.
It was funny. Plastic spoons.
Yes. He's like, why is there just a pack of plastic spoons just sitting there so close to the edge?
Because they're going to make it fall. Just wait. Did they ever make it fall?
Yes, they did.
There you go. Yeah, there was one that I found on TikTok where you see like a soda on the counter. It was like near the edge. And then you see they have, it was a sprayer, like swinging around back and forth and knocking everything over. What the faker didn't realize was that his reflection was in the damn window, so you could see him with the string shaking the sprayer, and he was trying so hard to aim at that freaking Coke bottle, and it was hilarious. I was like, dude, really?
You know, now, I remember one of the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I remember one of the very, very first viral ghost videos that I ever saw was years and years and years ago, way before TikTok. And it was a kitchen pantry with like a frosted glass door.
Yes.
Yeah, with the hands, like the child's hands that show up on the other side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open the pantry and there's literally like no room for anyone to be in there.
Right.
I remember that's one of the first ones that I ever saw. And I mean, I'm sure that there was a way that they did it, but I just remember back then I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
You know, I was trying to, hang on a second. You know, what is it called? My mouth does not want to work with my brain. Special effects. That's what I was thinking of. The special effects guys that are on YouTube that do a lot of the ghost debunking on videos. I wonder if they ever did one on that one.
I don't know.
Because that would be interesting to see if what they think might, or what, you know, they believe could have been the cause of it. Because I couldn't, I don't know. I was sitting there thinking, what's up, Loki? I always call you Loki, but I'm pretty sure that's not how you say your name. But they've done one where, I don't know if anybody else has seen this. It is sweet, kick ass. Yeah. If anybody else has seen the one where it is a, like a ring cam on a door, and y'all can see my chips back there. I just realized that. But
we don't mind seeing food.
Ah, this food. Now if it moves. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
But
just have Justin slightly like off camera, you know?
Yeah, just like
nudge it.
But no, they had a ring cam of like this ghostly quote apparition go by, and you see like the bottom half of the legs, but you don't see his upper part. And they said that it only goes so fast, so many frames. Mm-hmm. So whenever the ring cam records it, it may record just partial pieces of somebody walking by.
Yeah.
And it does look like a ghostly encounter. And I'm sitting there going, well, that freaking sucks because now you got to think about everything.
Yeah, Loki, you do.
Loki says, you're actually one of the rare who say it right, but I don't judge people on it because I'm just as bad with names. But yeah, you got to really think of all the videos that are out there, especially the ones on TikTok that are showing the outside.
Yeah.
Ring cam. You can't really trust the ring cam. And that really sucks. Now.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty low quality. So, you know.
Yeah, but still, you would think it would catch the whole fucking person walking down the street. I know I would want it to catch the person if that person ran on my porch and grabbed my shit and ran.
Yeah, but when it's like, I think right when it's right in front of the camera, like really close range. But a lot of times the ones you notice that look more ghostly are it's at night and it's night vision. You know, it's black and white night vision. And I think that kind of messes with it because it's low light. So it's trying to compensate for the low light.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I was also thinking about maybe looking over some of the DVR system cameras and seeing if they've done anything on that. I haven't really watched a lot of their stuff. I think it was Ginger Man that actually introduced me to them. I can't remember, but it was interesting to watch a lot of their stuff because there was one that they said they couldn't figure out. And it was a camera that was out in the garage. And you see this mist type humanoid go in front of the camera and then around the car. And they were like, huh. This is one that we can't really. And they were trying as best they could to figure it out. And they never figured that one out. So it was like, well, maybe the outside cameras are good, the DVR system cameras, but the actual ring cams are just not because of, I guess, how low quality they are.
Yeah, most likely. It's small. They probably don't have the biggest, what is it? The
frame rate or...
The lens and the actual camera itself is probably not great quality. So like the zoom feature and all that stuff. So, you know,
that's true.
I mean, the ring cameras aren't that expensive.
Did you ever see the video of the outside cam of the alien type creature that was in the driveway?
I think, didn't you show that on a podcast?
I think I did.
One of your podcasts.
I think I did. I know I showed a deer shedding its antlers and somebody was trying to say it was a skinwalker. I was like, it's just a deer. Hate to bust your bubble. Poe.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say there's been some interesting ones.
Poe, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you ever see any of the show?
What show?
My show.
The only one that I actually chimed in is when you went to stay at that one house.
Oh, in Hinsdale?
Yes.
Now, did y'all...
I chimed into that a couple of times just to see if there was any activity going on. And I think me and one other person kind of witnessed something happen, but we didn't know quite what it was.
Was it the dog howling and the cameras blinking off and on?
I think it's the cameras blinking off and on that I really noticed.
That only happened at around 2:08. Well, no, I can't say that because it started happening around it was around 2 a.m. almost every night whenever I looked at the cameras. And the sucky thing about that is I only got two of the cameras.
See, I was really thinking, I was like, oh, maybe her connection is bad or something. Like, that's what I was sitting there thinking.
I thought it was too, but if you listen in the sound, you could hear the dog. They called him Howie. It was like it was kind of like the bear with the REM pod. Whenever an entity comes close to it, it goes off and says something. And it's kind of like that, but it'll howl instead. And you could hear the dog howling while the cameras are blinking off and on for each. I mean, every one of the cameras was going crazy. And then there was one of a finding that I had that I posted up on the TikTok where it was like a shimmering ball just kind of comes down from the ceiling and comes towards the camera. And
I think you told us something about that.
Yeah, I couldn't explain it. I tried to look at it to see if I could figure out. I even did frame by frame to see if I could find wings. And I could not see wings. I couldn't see anything. But, I mean, anybody can debunk it if they want to. I'm all for that. I just can't tell you what it is. I don't know.
So you're basically trying to see if anybody can help you identify what it was.
Yeah. Because it was rather interesting. Let me see if I have it up here. Do I have it up here? I think I posted it a while back. Oh, I did. Which one was part one, though? I don't remember. Okay, so this is something like you were saying was happening. Let me switch over to my other... to the small cam.
Oh, it's pouring down rain outside.
Is it pouring down rain? It is rain. It's been raining here all day. Just light rain. But this, redo this. Because it is just too big. It's too big, y'all. It is too big to be up there.
Something I would never say.
Jesus. You know, there's probably a lot of fellas out there that say that.
There's a lot of us that don't. Look.
Dang, it is pouring down.
But yeah, there we go. All right. So if you guys watch, let me see. Right in here. That's when the cameras were going off. I have no sound on that. You see that orb right there?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but it shimmers. No, it's not slowed down. That's how it... Whoa. That's just the speed.
Oh.
I'm going to go back and play it again. It was just really weird.
What the heck?
Yeah, I can't explain it. I don't know what it was. And just right after that, don't know.
That is interesting. It's because it's not slowed down.
It's not slowed down. It's the same speed. I mean, you can tell by the flicking of the cameras. I'm right here. This is me sleeping, and I'm moving.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's like it's trying to focus on it, and it's just like blinking, blinking, blinking as it goes by. Right
it's
after.
It's also a bit of a trail, too.
Yeah. And it's right after the cameras went crazy.
See, this is why I don't deal with the paranormal, because, you know, I could have did without this knowledge.
I just thought it was an absolutely amazing find. I was like, I don't know what this is. Is that a bug? Do bug pulsate like that?
I'm a firm believer in if you let them know that you know, they know that you know, so you're gonna bring more into your life, and I don't want them to know that I know. So
the other cool thing that I found out that I was looking at just right now is that it's kind of see through on the way down. And then solidifies as it comes towards the camera.
It does. Yeah. Like, yeah.
What the hell? That's the only thing I can come up with, Loki. It's an orb. A true orb.
I'm gonna just go ahead and...
I mean, I believe if it was an actual bug, you would see other bugs within this frame.
Well, I think it's also too slow to be a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, if it was slowed down, you could say, yeah, that's a bug. But yeah. It's...
No.
Yeah, I thought at first, when I first saw it, I thought maybe you had slowed down the footage to show it, you know, in more detail. Mm-hmm. But
see, Toons needs on mute so he can get to ask some questions, too. I see him over there trying to hide.
Dope Boy says, let me get my Phasmo notebook out to see what ghost it is. This is what I found at the this is what I found at the Hiddensdale house. This was just, it was crazy. That was the blinking of the cameras happened. I mean, there's another view of it. Oh, and you can hear the dog howling. Hang on, let me rewind it. It's very faint, so you're gonna have to listen. Mm-hmm. Then it stops and okay, no, this is another angle of it. This is just showing the dog howling and the camera's going crazy. Unless it's after, maybe this is the beginning part of it. I don't know. Let's watch it and see. It's still going. But yeah, y'all can see the bug that went by right there. And we had like little lights on the stairs just that were motion lights that would turn on just in case. Yep, and it just started happening again whenever the 1 minute mark was over, but I can only post 1 minute. And then, but that was just creepy. And then we had some awesome little spirit box.
We've lost them. Is that what that said? Okay. All right, you know, I'm gonna can. Let me see. I will move y'all to wherever I'm moving. We're going to go to different locations. That was just the part one. Did I not post part two? Oh, no. There's part two.
Which locations yet? But the location when I go to, I will take you guys with me. So, but for now. My camera had a hard time trying to.
Oh. I'm sorry, did I startle you? Didn't mean to startle you.
It's okay.
Don't know.
Didn't mean to startle you, it's okay. But we'll go more into the Hinstall house and the geek search that's going to be coming up at the end of the month. It was a very, very interesting trip. very fun. The only thing that pisses me off is that I lost two cameras, 3 days worth of camera footage from two cameras. And that hurt my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I was like, no, because one of them was in the room where the girl ghost usually haunts. And the other one was in the living room. So, I mean, no, I think I got the living room one. No, I didn't get the living room one. I just got my room and the kitchen. So, yeah, I was very sad. Very sad of that. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. I'm going to go into more detail of that whenever I get it. And Pibbles, you're being crazy. However, this season, like I said, it's going to be pretty great. Mike Ricksecker's coming on. Enzo's going to be here on the 18th. Hinsdale House is going to be the 25th. Y'all need to be here for Enzo and Mike if y'all want to ask some questions, especially those that are into UFOs and aliens for the 18th, and those that tend to have maybe night terrors and stuff of shadow people. Because Mike Ricksecker goes into detail of shadow people and the Alaska Triangle. So be very interesting to hear some of y'all's questions on it, especially for him to answer, because he is very knowledgeable in that stuff. Loki, that sucks. Yes, it did. It sucked real bad. I was so heartbroken. Because that was 3 days in New York, which was an 18 and a half hour drive from where I live. And I don't know when I'm going to get to go back. True Crime, the 10th of March for an update on the Anthony Robinson case. Those that listened to the podcast back when I first started it for season one would know a little bit about that. This is a serial killer who has been accused of killing 4 women so far, and he met them on a dating app. So we're going to get an update on that and see where his case is, when his trial is, because I don't think he's even gone through trial yet. 24th is Bell Mansion, and I think I turned you guys down again.
No, we just haven't been talking.
Okay. March 24th is the Bell Mansion research. 31st is Sin Trader Hill. The 7th, there's going to be some dates that aren't up here because those dates are out there for guests. And I'm waiting for guests to fill those slots in. There's a true crime coming up of Jonathan Welch. If you don't know who these people are or the true crime is, look it up. It'll be interesting. Pythian Castle's the 21st of April. And Mina Romulus, I'm pretty sure I'm saying this wrong, but Mina Romulus is going to be the 5th of May for a true crime. I do have an investigation, one investigation that's for sure, which is the McIntyre Villa. Probably going to be in August. Don't know yet. But that one is a for sure. I know a lot of the Amok crew wants to go to the Villisca murder house, but I have not looked that up yet. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to that yet. So we'll see. Any other investigations? Don't know yet. We'll see. I know for the Paragold convention, I have access to go on the paranormal investigation they got going there. So that is going to be an investigation that I'll probably be filming. Loki, the paranormal is a cool subject, but it can get so deep. Oh, you have no idea. There have been a lot of rabbit holes, and it's funny because Mike Ricksecker actually has a podcast or had a podcast called Down the Rabbit Hole. It was very interesting. And I do believe Legit Podcast has something similar, like going down the rabbit hole or something like that. But it's interesting. Y'all should go over to Legit Podcasts page and check it out. It's some of the stuff and the theories that some people have on things is pretty much out of this world. It can get scary. Definitely. Oh my God. Speaking of, did you guys hear about the, a couple of weeks ago on January 1st, it was like this big story in Miami of these kids that broke into something or something like that and set off fireworks and had a fight or something in Miami. And a whole bunch of cops were there. I mean, like a whole bunch of cops were there, not just two or three. There was like the whole police department that was there. And but there was no video footage of the kids. There was no video footage of the fireworks or the damage or anything like that. And a year before in 2023 was the same damn story. The same story. Very interesting. No. Look it up, because it's like, what the hell? What did I just watch? The same damn story. Who that is?
That'd be the Jay Dizzle.
What's up, JD? You're on the podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We're just sitting here talking about everybody that has supported me throughout the whole thing. And you're one of the ones.
Hey, sweet.
You're one of the ones. So you're an OG.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody, that is JD. That's 5-star J-Dog. I just call him JD. I've called him JD since I've seen his name.
a character of many names.
We were just going over some of the stuff that I found at Hensdale House and some of the stuff that I got coming up this year.
Cool.
Like Mike Ricksecker going to be here on the 3rd. So if you have any questions about shadow people or even the Alaska Triangle, might want to bring your questions to the chat. Loki says, isn't it the thing where the ad ton of police cars at the, yes, there was a lot of police cars at the mall. A lot of people believe that was an alien event. But don't know. You would think with somebody out there, some passerby was walking by or something, and something crazy was going on, they'd grab their phone and start videoing it.
You know, I've seen a lot of videos out there like oh, stuff like we're living in the Matrix.
Right? So did you hear about that? Where the kids in Miami set off fireworks and stuff, and there was like a ton of police cars at the mall back on January 1st of this year, but the same exact story happened in 2023 on the same day.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a repeat.
Right?
So they rewound the tape. I like that. I like that. So to the powers that be, if you could rewind my tape a little bit, I appreciate it.
Rewind my tape back when I was at least 170 pounds, I'd be happy.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I was thinking about. You know, if you could rewind my tape back to about around 16, 17, when I was 85 pounds soaking wet and hanging myself off walls with my rib cage, you know, that'd be nice.
Woodwalker Dawn says, I'm hoping not to miss that episode on the 3rd. The 3rd of March. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It is going to be a good one. I am looking so forward to that. Also,
hit that notification bell.
Yes! Do what Holly says. Hit that follow button. If you want to support us, me.
absolutely support you. Come on now.
Going out to some of these locations and filming some of this stuff for you guys. Please. It helps. It helps a lot. Every bit of money that comes towards me on this goes towards stuff to entertain you guys. I've gotten a capture card. I've gotten to go on investigations where I could video it. And I'm going to be posting up a lot of videos here soon. I'm actually going to post up raw footage of all the investigations. So a lot of it's going to be boring, but it'll be up. but it's going to be on the website. Huh?
I'm down to look at it.
It would help. It would help people seeing stuff that I may not have seen.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you should do one with skeptics.
Oh, right.
And I would volunteer right off the get-go.
But you kind of believe in this stuff, though.
I'm a 50-50, geeks.
Did you see some of the videos that I was showing just a minute ago with the pulsating orb?
No, because actually I had just popped in when you told me you were doing your podcast. So, no, I did not.
I will post it up on, I'll post the link in the chat, in both chats. Okay. And the Twitch chat and the Kick chat.
Sounds good. I will definitely look at it. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can't describe it. I don't know what it is. I've even stopped it frame by frame to see if I could find wings, and I couldn't. And it's kind of see-through in the beginning and then solidifies as it comes towards your hammer. Loki says, ooh. I even heard stuff about giants. Right? I have too. Where they've seen giant bones in the ground and stuff like that. I don't know.
Wait a second. Was that at, was that where you were down there in
New York?
That was New York?
That was New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the footage from Pythian yet.
That one, you were in Richmond, Missouri.
Oh, the, museum.
The museum.
Yeah. I haven't even looked at all that evidence either. A lot of that evidence didn't even come through.
Goodness. Okay, I'm going to rewatch this because, of course, all that crazy stuff had to go through, log in type stuff.
Of course, Excuse me. But, if there is anything that you guys would like to see or for me to research, I will be happy to replace one of my episodes or a couple of my episodes with whatever you guys find, whether it's a true crime or a geek search. If you know someone that is in the paranormal that would like to be on, let me know. I will send the Calendly to you guys and you guys can get it out to your friend or the person that you know. I am going to see, I'm not going to make any promises, but I'm going to see if I can get Patty Negri on the show live. See what she says. She is a sweetheart. She was on the show for the first season, and she was on my previous podcast.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember how excited you were.
Oh, I love that lady. She is such a sweetheart. Cool orb. Dawn!
That was very cool and very, normally orbs are pretty quick.
Yeah.
This one was just kind of,
chilling
out. What's up, Whoopi? At first I thought it had been
slowed down. The footage had been slowed down, but she said that was the normal speed.
If you look up on the top part, you can see that's me laying down. I was sleeping. You can see me moving and it's the same speed as the kitchen camera. And I just can't explain it. And it happens right after the incident with the cameras flipping on and off.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah.
I did notice that. That was cool.
Better on this side of the green. Probably the green, because this side has ads. So it would depend on where you want to see. If you don't want ads, I highly suggest you guys go to the green side. Go to the green side, we have cookies.
Go to the green side, we have cookies. Nice.
Loki, I don't know, but you already got my curiosity. Sweet. I am so glad that I got your curiosity piqued. But like I said, if you guys have a true crime you want me to research, or you have a haunted place item or person, because people can be haunted, let me know and I will do the research and have it up, and I will even shout out your name for giving me the suggestion. Did I turn you guys?
Just comes right out the ceiling.
Yeah, it comes right out from the ceiling and then comes slowly towards the camera like, I know you're watching me. Let me show you what I can do. Look at what I can do.
Geeks, there's also a mist.
Where?
So, right after the camera flickers, mm-hmm. and I, now correct me if I'm wrong, but after the orb passes by, if you watch like the top part of the steps, you'll see like a white mist go through.
Let's look and see.
Is what it looks like to me. Now, I could be wrong. Orb goes through. And then you kind of see a white mist. Looks like it goes up the steps.
Huh. I might have to take that in and frame that.
Because it was just really, really strange. Because if you watch, so like, oh, pardon me, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Orb comes through. Watching the orb come through, passes the stairs. Now watch the very top, like, three steps. Boom, right there. There it goes.
Hmm. That might be something I'd have to look at. It could be just a pixelation of the camera, but...
It could be, but it's, I'm just calling what I see.
Understandable. But yeah, it's kind of weird that it's just those three steps.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that'll be something we can interrogate on the Hinsdale review.
There you go.
That's interesting. Good catch. We'll see what it is. Oh, Dawn saw it too.
So, sweet! I'm not the only one.
Nope. Awesome, too cool. Awesome. Well.
I could be an investigator right now.
Right now.
Right now.
So next week, I am going to be doing the true crime on the childhood friend that I had who got murdered back in 99. It's going to be on the Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley case. I'm not going to be able to go as in depth into it as I can, because I will tell you this. My dad even told me to back off the case.
Oh, wow.
So I will give as much information as I can on it. But I stopped digging. For very good reasons. I am a little person. There are bigger fish out there that can eat this little person. And I have a family, and I want to keep them alive. So we're going to keep it that way. But I will give off theories pertaining to what I believe might have happened. And you guys can tell me what you think as well. After that, on the 18th, I'm going to have Enzo. I am probably pronouncing his last name wrong, even though I've heard it a million times. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's surreal. It's probably Surya, or I don't know. I'm sorry, Enzo. I'm sorry. But he is a fellow military veteran. He was in the Air Force. He loves astrology, and he looks up at the stars for those UFOs and stuff. So if y'all have any questions on that, please, please come in on the 18th. Ask your questions to Enzo. He will be happy to answer them for you to the best of his ability. Also, y'all should ask him about the Mexican alien that was found. Look it up. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Some dude, they believe, sewed some animal parts or something to this human body and called it an alien. And then he came back not too many years later and said that he found an authentic alien. That's the short version of it. There's more to it. If you want to look it up, please feel free to look it up. After that, on the 25th, is going to be a geek search for the Hinsdale House. I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about the Hinsdale House, let you know what I found. I know I did a little review. Well, not a little review, but a little story of how I felt when I was there back last August. But that's going to be, I'm going to go into in-depth detail on the 25th. Then on the 3rd, we have Mike Ricksecker. Again, if you're interested in shadow people, if you're interested on the Alaska Triangle, please come into the chat. If you don't know who he is, look him up. It is Mike Ricksecker. He's got so many books on Amazon. He is phenomenal. He's been on the Discovery Channel. He's been on the Travel Channel. He's an amazing, amazing human being. After that, on March 10th, I have Anthony Robinson update on the true crime for that. Anthony Robinson is a serial killer that was found out in 2021. He had been finding his victims on dating apps. So, yes, come back in and look at the update on that. See where his trial is. I did a little story on him in my first season. So if y'all want to go and check that out, you can go to exploringtheparanormalperspective.com and go to the podcast page and you will find the Anthony Robinson true crime. The 24th is going to be the Bell Mansion. I do believe I still have a date between that can have a possible guest. Yes, the 17th of March. So there could be a possible guest on that date. Don't know yet. I know I'm going to be asking Renegade to come on. And I am probably going to be asking a couple of people. But those, if anybody knows of somebody that would like to come on, who is into the paranormal, who is a medium, a psychic, likes Reiki or does Reiki, anything like that, let me know. I will do some investigation. I will do some research on them, and then we'll see if they want to be on the show. But it is about that time. Thank you, JD, Holly, Floofy, Poe, Toons. Thank you all for being on today and sharing my first day with me.
Indeed.
Absolutely. No problem. Anytime.
In the future, I may do this again because I kind of surprised them with it. They had no idea.
You're like, hey, guys, what was your favorite episode of EPP?
Can I talk about your games? No, I did. I surprised them with it. It was just a total shock. This right here is Renegade. If y'all are looking at the show right now, this is Renegade. He's got a paranormal show that he's going to be doing with a couple of his buds coming out in September. Very, very sweet guy. But yes, until next time, like I said, if you haven't seen or haven't heard some of the previous podcasts and you like to, go to exploringtheparanormalperspective.com. Go to the podcast page, and all of it from season one is up. Well, not all of it. I still got a lot of season two I got to put up. Yeah, I'm lagging. I'm sorry. I've been busy. But I'll get it up there. I'm just a one-woman person. I'm sorry. I'm just one person. So one-woman person? That sounded bad. That sounded like I date women. I'm married. to a man. I'm back in the day. Okay, we don't need to go into that. I will see you guys later. Stay free. Stay safe. Always do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Inquiring minds want to know.
And until next time, see y'all later. Bye. Oh my God!